Thank you for calling XPO. This is Benita. How may I help you today?
Good morning. I am calling from Hunter Appliances because I need to verify the status of an appointment.
Okay. Do you have the order number?
Yes. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
655.
Uh-huh.
180.
Uh-huh.
71.
Okay, do you have the customer's phone number?
The phone number is 225-281-7849. This is under Caroline LeBlanc.
Okay, bear with me just one moment.
Thank you.
It's still searching.
No problem. The information that I received from the client is that the product was already delivered. This was delivered today, but in the order is also showing the installation, but the installation was not done, only the drop without the installation, and everything showing in the same order.
Okay, 225-281-7849. Is that correct?
225-281-7849.
I'm not pulling anything up with that phone number.
And do you need the order number again?
Do you have another phone number?
Let me check. Yes. 225-749-5705.
Okay. Bear with me just one moment.
Of course. Nothing.
It's still searching.
Okay.
Okay, it's not pulling anything up with that phone number either.
Could you please repeat one more time the first number?
225-749-5705.
No.
That's the number that you just gave me.
No, I was referring to the first number.
Okay,
before that one.
I mean, I have to delete that one and pull. 225-281-7849.
That is correct.
Nothing
and
with
you
that.
You don't see any information with that number?
No, sir.
Okay. And can you share search with the email?
No, sir.
Okay. This is showing for XPO, the agent Daniel Fortenot, but if you don't see it.
No, sir.
What other information can you use?
What is the customer's first and last name?
Caroline LeBlanc.
C-A-R-O-L-Y-N?
Yes.
And then spell the last name?
L-E, B as in boy, L-A-M, C as in cat.
L-A-B-L-A-N is in Nancy?
Yes. Nothing.
It's still searching.
Okay.
No, it's not pulling anything up under that name either.
Thank you. I will continue a different site. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for calling XPO. You have a great day.